Welcome to Tweet Talk Tuesday. I'm Wayne Kelly. This is where we go in depth to the people behind the tweets on Twitter. And today I was introduced actually through Twitter to Kevin Green. And Kevin's got like 250 at least 1,000 followers. And he joins me here on the phone. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Wayne. How are you today?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
250,000 followers. What are you talking about, Kevin?
I'm not sure if they're followers or stalkers, but you know what? I love them. Sometimes they're like your best friend, even if you talk to them once in a while or never.
Tell me all about what Twitter. I mean, I've just been getting into it. I really love, now that I'm starting to get a couple of people there, I'm at nowhere near 250,000. I'm just about to crack the 1,000 mark, and I'm excited because I'm starting to get some conversations happening. What do you use it for?
I basically use it for friendship. You know, when I first started Twitter, somebody had to twist my arm, my business partner, for about 2 months. He thought it was a cool thing. I thought, the dumbest idea in the world. But now I was kind of into Facebook because, you know, us Canadians kind of developed Facebook before the Americans, right?
Oh, did we?
We got into it first before the average consumer down here did.
Oh.
It's because of the igloos and the snow up there. Yeah. There's nothing better to do but sit in front of the computer.
Yeah.
But I didn't see any point. What, 140 characters sending out little messages, broadcasting them? Who in the world would ever listen to it? But finally I did because I thought, you know, I'm going to take my business and I'm going to find a way to work it on Twitter. And I tried that for about 30 days, and it didn't work. And I found out real quickly, it's all about making contacts and just being a friend with people, sharing possibly sometimes a message about what you're doing, but a quote, thanking people. Yesterday, I sent like about 600 tweets. A lot of them were little short ones to people. It was just like, hey, thank you for retweeting me. And it's like, I see in your avatar that, you like skiing. That's cool. How often do you ski? And they're right. They don't have time for like big, long conversations, but people love to feel like they're wanted and needed. And it's kind of strange, but I guess I'd be the same way. Because I have so many followers, it seems a little more special to them that someone who has that many tweets flying past them actually took out the time to say hi to them and notice them. And so they come back for more. It gets addicting for them that someone will talk. There's a lot of people, you know, that are celebrity figures. Oh, people tweet them all day long, but they're not listening.
Right. But you said one thing is that you will always follow people back.
Yes. There's a lot of people in the industry that have different thoughts on that. And I don't know, I've been a little bit of a different type of person. And in all my years as a business person, I'd rather than have the A team given to me, I'd rather have the group of losers and turn them into the A-team. I just been that kind of a person. And so, I mean, I did some things. One of the things that I did is I heard somebody do a little podcast about Twitterless when they came out. And I was brand new. I didn't know about it. But I'm pretty much, if I can figure out how to do something and hear about it, I'll figure out how to do it the best. So very quickly, I was starting to get people listing me. And one of the things to remember on Twitter is if you have a lot of people following, let's face it, can you really listen to more than 150 people? Not really, unless you start categorizing and watching different feeds at different times for different content. So I started doing that. But the neat thing is when you list somebody, it's like a pat on the back. They want to do the same. And the more that you're on people's list, the more chance you have of being heard. And it started going. So there's a few directories. One is Listorius. I became the most listed person on it of regular people that got the list reported. So that started, you know, helping things and growing. But a lot of it's just about caring. Some people you'll follow, and if you look at the metrics itself of Twitter, is you can only follow so many people, and then people have to follow you back. So I started thinking, if I don't follow this person back, I've taken a chance away from them to find somebody else with good content also. Mm-hmm. Is that really fair? Mm-hmm. Is it that hard for me to do it? It doesn't hurt me. I mean, I may not have to read every one of their tweets, do I? But it doesn't hurt me, but it also helps them because people look at them. Oh, so-and-so's following them. Maybe I'll take a chance on them. So it's all about helping, you know, helping others. And then there's a lot of people out there that you'll see that have a lot of followers. They did the same thing I did up to a certain point, and then they basically just dumped them all. So there's very few average people that got to that kind of a following without doing some kind of a thing. And then they created the velvet rope. I don't do that anymore.
Right.
And I, you know, I've been around the block a few times, so I know that that's the way it is. And I just don't want to be that kind of a person. I've been tempted. I'll admit that.
Yeah.
You know, the most interesting thing is a lot of times I find myself guilty of tweeting peers, finding the quotes that somebody might have that has some status. And last week, I kind of started changing my philosophy, and I started looking for the little guy that's trying to get out a message that he would like to be heard. And I started tweeting people with 200 followers that nobody's going to see it. And all of a sudden, now all of you know, 1,000 people would retweet that one.
Yeah.
I had people last week telling me that they got 100 followers a day, not just junk followers from people just following, but that saw the tweet that wanted to follow them.
Wow.
My business partner included, because he's not really that much into Twitter, his clout score went up 7 points last week because he started retweeting the little guy too.
Wow.
And it's turned into a little bit of a movement to the point where in the last 4 days, we spiked Twitter, almost got to the point of trending worldwide. It was driving a few people crazy, but we trended in most of the major cities in the United States. Our Facebook page had 15,000 impressions in 2 days that we just started. We started basically a movement called Rock the Retweet, which started off as just a hashtag kind of branding my own retweet style. And now it's become, over the last week, an unbelievable thing that's going across. People all over the world, believe it or not, are actually asking, what is Rock the Retweet? And basically it's getting the message out. So we've taken that to, as a joke I started it, Rock the Retweet for Facebook, because sometimes you're there.
Yeah.
And so I started the page. We had 15,000 impressions in 2 days.
Yeah.
I think 750 people posted to this little contest of come up with a little rhyme or a slogan or a rap about Rock the Retweet. And so then I started thinking, well, hold on. Why can't we get the message out for the little guy or anybody all over the place? So in the last 3 days, that's why I was telling you I haven't slept for, I got 8 hours sleep, but it was over the last days.
Okay.
But we've got now Rock the Retweet for Foursquare, where people can share tips amongst people on that. We just had our first Rock the Retweet tweet up this morning. We have a channel called Rock the Retweet for YouTube, because I get, I mean, probably 30, 40 people a day going, hey, will you listen to my song? Will you listen to this? Will you retweet this? And I go, well, hold on. Why don't I have a channel on YouTube? If you want to get your message out, why don't like people come together? Maybe they'll listen to it, and then maybe they'll subscribe. They'll subscribe to yours, just like I followed people back, and look where it mushroomed. So I opened up the channel yesterday, and there's been 1,100 views on it. So it's just taking it off. We took it to Flickr for pictures. You tag it with Rock the Retweet. People can search on that and find other people in the community. And so we have that. We have it for bloggers, so bloggers can know that you're one of us. I'm going to support you. We started.
Is that the trick? Is that it's all about? From what I'm following you, it's about finding interesting people and then kind of retweeting and also making making them feel special and commenting on them as well. And I think that's
exactly.
Very cool. It's a wonderful tool. Do you think everybody should be on it?
Everybody.
There you go. From Kevin.
Kevin,
if somebody wants to learn more about you, where should they go?
They can go to Twitter, myso.com. That would probably be the easiest thing. Or they can go to rocktheretweet.com.
Terrific. We're going to send them there. Thanks very much for being my guest here on Tweet Talk Tuesday.
Awesome.